Can I come in? I know you're in there. Come on, open up. Your door is unlocked. I'm coming in. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had your headphones on. Just throw a blanket over yourself. God, this is embarrassing. I'm sorry. I asked if I could come in and got no answer, so I figured you were sleeping and, well, the door was unlocked. Do you have a minute? I want to talk to you about something. Oh, and can I please open the window? It's a bit stuffy in here. Yeah, there. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, actually. Do you mind if I take a seat on your bed? You don't have to move. I'll just sit on the edge. Okay. I'm worried about you. No, let me talk. You're not fine. I can see that you're not. Life isn't easy, I know. Mom is always working, and Dad sees the bottom of a bottle more than he sees us. I try to make things better for the two of us. I cook, I clean, I take the odd job here and there. I help pay for food, but I'm barely able to keep us afloat. I've asked you to help me, and I admire your attempts. I really do. I know you're busy with your finals, yet you took that job at the grocery store. It pained me to see you push yourself, doing a job you absolutely hated, stocking the shelves overnight, coming home exhausted, getting a few hours of sleep before your classes. I wasn't surprised you quit after a few weeks. Don't apologize. I'm not judging you. I know it was hard on you, and I want you to focus on studying. Despite needing help, what I really need right now is my little brother. You're the only one that I can save. Mom can't afford to take a day off, and Dad's practically out of the picture, but you, I care about you. You stay in your room, cooped up for days on end. You don't even respond to me anymore when I tell you that dinner's ready. I hear you creep into the kitchen late at night, eating the leftovers that I leave in the fridge. You only go to your courses if I wake you up. In the moments I do see you, your face is pale, you've lost weight, and the bags under your eyes grow bigger each time. I'm afraid of losing you. You're the only thing that I love in this world. Everything I do is for you, brother. But I just can't take this anymore. I need to find a way to get you back. I want my little brother back. Please hear me out, okay? Don't say a word until I'm done. Okay, I can see that you're addicted to porn. I recognize the smell of dried cum. I never pointed out when entering your room, but I figured out what the smell was after doing your laundry. I know you use your t-shirts and underwear as cum rags. Oh, don't give me that look. I know what cum rags are. It did disgust me at first, but I've gotten used to having my fingers sticky after putting them in the wash. Every month I get a letter saying we exceed our internet limit, and I know it's because you watch so many videos. I thought it was only a phase, that it would pass, but it never did. It's been months. Every week I told myself I'd talk to you about it, but I didn't want to push you away by bringing it up. Now I know why you watch those girls on the internet. You're cute. You could find a nice girl to be with, but I understand why you don't go for it. Why you don't talk to them. You're scared of being rejected, of not being good enough. It gives you anxiety to look them in the eyes, so you come home, put on your headphones, and watch these videos to make you feel better, but it never does. I've watched you masturbate, and God, I feel terrible for spying on you like that, but I was stressed out of my mind about you. I didn't know what to do, so I watched you. Your door was unlocked, and I slowly opened it, and then I saw you pumping up and down. I felt like garbage, asking myself, what is wrong with me? But I wanted to know why you were masturbating so much. After a long time, you finally had an orgasm, but it wasn't like those you saw on the screen. I could see how it still left you feeling frustrated. I stood in that hallway until the sun rose up, and at no point did sleep come peacefully for you. You were restless. Watching you that night broke my heart. I wanted to say something, but I just couldn't walk in your room after spying on you. I didn't know. I just didn't know how I could help. But now, I think I know. Do you find me attractive? No, I don't want to hear you say that because I'm your sister. I want you to be honest with me. Please. Please be honest with me. Do you find me attractive? And what do you like the most about me? Come on, don't be shy. You can tell me. I want to hear it. My body. And which part of my body do you prefer? Is it my breasts? They have become such a handful, and finding bras that are comfortable to wear is pretty difficult at this size. Or is it my butt? You know, I've always liked it. All those years of doing yoga, that really paid off. I think I still have some nice thighs, too. Oh, you can't pick? Well, what if you didn't have to choose? Little brother, I want to try something. I caught you checking me out a few times, and we used to be so close. I can't help but think that you pushed me away because you were lusting after me. It took years for me to come to that conclusion, and by how red your face is, it's safe to assume I'm right. I never had time for any real relationship, always too busy taking care of you or the house, so I gave up on the idea of having a boyfriend. And I've never really been that comfortable with my body. Puberty hit me so quickly, and I tried to hide my breasts with loose shirts or try to flatten my butt with flowing skirts, but it was impossible. I felt like I was just something to please the men around me, undressing me with their eyes. They'd whistle at me, saying things that made me feel even more self-conscious. But not you. I didn't feel uncomfortable when you watched me. I felt happy. I didn't think about my flaws because when you looked at me, your eyes roaming up and down every inch of my body, I actually felt beautiful. It didn't matter if my makeup was done and I was showing off a nice dress, or if I had bad hair after waking up and wearing some old clothes to sleep in. I always felt desired when you saw me. Your eyes, they would get so round, and my heart would jump seeing your reaction. But then you started staying in your room more and more. I yearned to see you sitting at the kitchen table. I'd wear these tiny white panties and a thin tank top to bed, so the next morning you could see me walk out of my room, but you weren't there often. After a few weeks, you never were. I You know, I racked my brain to find a solution to bring you out of your shell. I don't have many friends, so I couldn't ask them to take you out on a date. We can't afford a specialist that you can talk to, and I've tried to do that myself, but you just kept ignoring my questions, lying to your own sister just so you could slink back into your bedroom for another masturbation session. But then I realized that the way I was dressing, the way that I was acting, it was right under my nose. Little brother, what if you didn't need porn? What if you had me? Yeah, that's right, me. Before you get a heart attack, I want to tell you that I'm not suggesting we have sex. That's incest, and it's wrong. But what if I was your porn? What if you didn't have to dream at night about the girls on the screen, but instead dream of me, your older sister who's there for you to look at without being judged and even touch me? I know what I'm suggesting is not normal. It's very, very taboo, and I would feel horrible if you thought less of me for even bringing it up, but it's a risk I'm willing to take. So, I'm giving you permission to use me as masturbation material or fap material. It's why I'm wearing this thin t-shirt. You can see that it doesn't really fit me anymore with how tight it is, but it's just so comfy, and these sweatpants that I wear around the house on my days off. I know how much you stare at my butt, even if they are a little baggy. I want you to pull them down for me. No, I'm not kidding. Brother, just put your headphones on the nightstand and forget about those videos. I want you to explore my body as much as you want. I can't believe I'm doing this. Here, I'll lay flat on my stomach, but I'll keep my hips raised so you can take off my sweatpants. I won't urge you to do anything. Take as long as you... You didn't even hesitate. Don't apologize. It's exactly what you should be doing. I was just surprised at how quick you did it. So, do you like my butt? These panties are so snug. They give me a wedgie whenever I put them on. I wore them just for you. Come on, don't be afraid. You can touch me. Yeah, it does. It feels a bit weird, but I think I like it. You can be a bit rougher if you want. I can feel your fingers sinking in my butt cheeks. It's kind of like getting a massage or something. Oh, God, this is actually relaxing. Oh, you want me to raise my hips higher? Okay. Hey, you're rubbing my crotch through my panties. It's fine. I wasn't expecting you to be this forward. Sure. I can call it my pussy if you want. Do you like rubbing my pussy through these cute little panties? Little brother, can you stop just for a minute? Honestly, I'm just I'm really nervous right now. There's this knot in my stomach, and I'm trying real hard not to shake. It's also new to me. I've rubbed myself before, you know, masturbated like most people do. But this is, it's completely different, and I feel so exposed. I think I'd be more comfortable if you were exposed too. Maybe I could take off your shirt. Okay, thank you. I'm just gonna pull it up over your head. Okay, yeah. I do feel a bit better, and I really like your body. You're handsome. Anyway, you can rub my crotch. I mean, my pussy again, if you want. Or would you prefer something else? You want me to do what? Well, I did say you could explore my body as much as you want, so... okay, I'll do it. I'll sit on your face. How should I? Okay, I see. You place my knees right under your armpits, and my butt is right above your head. I'm not gonna squish you, am I? Oh God. If you say so, I'll lower myself down and... Oh, you won't be able to breathe if your nose is digging into my pussy like that. Your tongue. Oh, that's your tongue. I can feel it. Oh, God, does it normally feel this... That's good? The more you lick, the more the fabric gets wet. I can feel the cotton sticking to my pussy. I can't imagine what it would feel like if you pulled them aside. I think it would be too... Oh God, too much. You did it. Oh my God, you actually pulled them aside. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, I didn't mean to swear. It's just... It's doing things to me. My little brother is lapping away at my pussy, and I'm getting so wet from it. Oh, what am I doing? My hips moving on their own. No, don't stop. It feels amazing. Oh, fuck. That's it. Yes, please. Swirl it deep in my pussy. Oh, I know you get hungry at night, but... Oh, this is something else. Oh. I can feel your hands sliding across my stomach. Are you... Oh, going right for my breasts. I can't believe you're this forward, but I can't believe I'm sitting on my brother's face. You're grabbing my breasts. They get a little heavy if I don't wear a bra, but it feels so much better to have them unconfined like this. Yes, you can play with my nipples. Just don't stop eating me out. You don't stop. Don't stop that thing you're doing with your tongue. I don't. Oh, what is that? What? I don't know what you're doing, but oh God. Oh, twisting my nipples. Oh, brother. This knot in my stomach is back. I think I'm going to have an orgasm. Oh my God, my little brother It's gonna give me my first orgasm that isn't by my fingers. Fuck. I don't care if I'm swearing. Fucking lick my clit. Thrust your tongue up my cunt as far as you can. Grope my tits. Do whatever you want. I just want to come on your face. Please. Please. I love this. I fucking love it. Please. Oh, brother, keep. Oh, fuck. Oh, brother. Oh, God, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, on your face. God, oh, fuck. Oh, 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 so good. Oh, 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 stop, stop, I can't. I'm too sensitive. Oh, God, okay. Okay. It's enough. Please. Please stop. Oh, thank you. I felt like I was on cloud nine. It was the best orgasm of my life. I'm still shaking. The way you just dove straight in was making me even hotter, and you just kept going. That's what I meant, little brother. You make me feel beautiful and desired. I felt like the only girl in the world during that. Oh, God, I just saw your face. Your chin. Your chin is dripping with my juices. I'm still soaking wet. I'm sorry about your bed. I noticed you pitching a tent under those covers. I'd like to return the favor, little brother. Can I make you feel good too? Okay. I need to get some blood going back into my legs. They feel like jello right now. Oh, God, you made me feel so good. You really tired me out, though. Okay, let me slide down. Position myself right here between your legs. I'll slowly pull down the bed sheets. Oh, little brother. Your penis is perfect. Oh, you want me to call it a cock? You just want me to use every dirty word there is. Okay, well, fine. Your cock is perfect. I mean, I've seen it while you masturbated, but to see it up close like this, it's so hard. And because of me, I'll take that as a compliment. It's good to know that I can bring that reaction out of you. Oh, there's already pre-cum dripping down the shaft. You really need this, don't you? Don't worry, I won't tease you. I'll start just by holding it in my hand. Wow, it's burning hot. Is it always this warm? It is. Wow. Okay. Okay. I'm going to start by sliding my hand up and down, gathering some of that pre-cum to help ease the friction. I don't want to hurt you. I want you to relax, to enjoy this. Lie back and let your big sister make you feel good. Do you mind if I kiss it? Okay. That was fun. I even got some yummy pre-cum on my lips. It tastes a bit salty, but I like it. It's kind of intoxicating, really. The smell, the taste. I want to have some more. Oozing out way more pre-cum, but you can't come just yet. Try to hold back, okay? Good boy. I should stop. I can feel your balls tightening up, and I can feel your cock pulsing with need. There's just one thing I still want to try. I want to make you feel even better. Let me climb on top of you. No, we're not gonna have sex. I know you're still a virgin, and I can't take your virginity. Your first time should be with someone you love like a girlfriend. I did a bit of research and found a way to make both of us feel good, and I want to try it. If you want, that is. Great. So I'm gonna place my hands on your chest and straddle your crotch, lower my, my pussy, right, onto your cock, and trapping it tightly between our bodies. And now I'll begin rocking back and forth so my pussy gets your cock even more wet. Feels so good. I love how your shaft spread my lips apart. The head of your cock threatening to push inside of me whenever I reach the top of my strokes. If I angle downwards, I can't. Oh, fuck. Your cock is pressing right against my clit. Oh, just squishing it as I press myself against you. I could do this for hours. I could. I need to go faster. This feels amazing. I might come again if you move your hips too. Oh, yes, just like that. Thrust up while I slide down. Yes. You go up and I go down. I think I'm gonna come again. This is unreal. Oh god, I'm gonna fucking come again. Little brother, I'm so close. Keep doing that. Keep thrusting up. I'll come. Fuck, I'm gonna... Oh god, you're inside me. No, we can't have sex. Take it out, please, don't thrust so fast. Oh god, I'm coming. Oh, you're not stopping. Oh, no, 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 you're not stopping. Oh, no. No. I just took your virginity in, little brother. You just took mine. Oh, God. Yes, I was a virgin. I never did more than kissing and some touching, but nothing more. I never felt comfortable to go through with it. Oh, my God. You're pounding me so hard. No, I lost my virginity to a hairbrush, but oh, this is the first cock I've ever had inside me. I gave you my first blowjob, and now you're giving me my first fuck. There's no way you're stopping now. You can't slide your cock inside me and call it an accident, even though I begged you to take it out. No, now you're mine. I want you to thrust as deep as you can. I want you to fuck me like you've always fantasized. Take out your frustrations all on me. Fucking use me. Make me come again, but don't you dare fucking come yet. The truth is, I've always wanted you. I fingered myself to sleep ever since I saw you jerking off in your bed. I'd moan out your name while I made myself come. I'd lick my fingers clean, wishing it was your cock. Then I'd imagine you flipping me over, push my face down, and fuck me. You'd fuck me until my mind would melt. Don't you see how much I love you? I do all of these things for you so that we can stay together. You don't need mom or dad. We just need each other. Little brother, I'm gonna fucking come again. Pound me harder. I want you to come inside me too, okay? Yes, I'm on birth control. It's safe. Please come inside me when I say so that we can come together. I can't hold on much longer. I'm gonna come, little brother. Come inside me. Give it to me. I feel you coming. Oh, God. Oh, little brother. Oh, little brother. Oh, little brother. Oh, wow. That was... I can feel it inside of me. I can feel your cum. I can't believe it. My little brother just came inside me. Oh, I think I screamed so much I lost my voice. No. Keep your cock warm and my pussy. I don't want you to pull out. Just please, let's lie here. Catch our breath. Oh, you took away my voice. I love feeling my sweaty skin against your body. Oh, that was such a workout. Oh, brother, I haven't seen you smile in such a long time. Welcome back, little brother. I missed you. I'm glad that you enjoyed that, and I mean it. I want to do this with you whenever you want. I want to wake you up with a gentle blowjob, stopping only when you pump your first load of the day into my mouth. I'll help you get ready for your classes, and then I'll go to work. And when you come back home after a long day of studying, I'm gonna ride you until you fill my pussy with your cum. I'll make you dinner, and if you can't sleep, you can just come into my room, pull down the covers, and slide your cock inside my wet pussy. I'll be sure to be naked from now on, whenever I'm in bed. Actually, I might wear skirts with no panties around the house, just so you can really enjoy this free use arrangement. I can see how much good this did, and I want to give myself to you. I want you to take all those frustrations you felt for so long and pound them away again and again, so what do you think? Is this something you'd like, little brother, to have a free use sister?
Mm-hmm. I thought so too. You can drift off to sleep if you're tired. In the meantime, I'm gonna keep your cock nice and warm. I'll go cook us up some dinner in an hour or two, okay? And, thank you. I guess I needed this as much as you did. Mom and Dad weren't really ready to have us. I know that, but I know that I'm ready for you. For us. Little brother, do you remember how I said that you should lose your virginity to someone you love? Like a girlfriend? Well, I gave my virginity to you, and you did the same. I love you, little brother, and nothing in the world means as much as you do for me. I want to be more than your sister. I want to be your girlfriend. Please, please say yes. Thank you. I love you so much. You have no idea how happy I am. My heart is dancing right now. Okay. I'll rest too. I'll lay my head on your chest. I love you, little brother.